Birmingham's Muslims are in mourning. The tightly knit community was under no illusions that it would escape unscathed from the unrest plaguing many parts of the UK. But nobody could have expected this.
It's here in Birmingham's Dudley Road that the three men were killed. They'd been part of a group protecting property, businesses and the local mosque.
Locals say Haroon Jahan, Shahzad Ali and Abdul Musavir were humble young men, loved and respected within their communities. Today they're being described as heroes and martyrs whose lives were cut short when a car driven by suspected looters ploughed into them at high speed as they spent the night protecting their neighbourhood. Their two families are devastated.
Loss of two younger sons at the same time, same place, literally not even a step away from each other, is quite horrendous. And the third son, who's our son as well, as he went as a martyr. He's a younger brother, he's a soldier, yeah, he's looking after his family.
But there's also a growing sense of anger at the police, who some hold responsible for the deaths.
They're only protecting the business districts of Birmingham. They're only looking after the business districts. The areas they're supposed to be looking after, those areas were full of looters and there's no police to be seen.
The brothers that died were out protecting the community. It's the police's job to protect the community. Why is the Muslim community, why is the Sikh community out protecting our buildings, our mosques, our women and children? They got killed doing the job the police should have been doing.
At a heated community meeting, furious eyewitnesses accused the police of getting in the way of ambulance crews and delaying their arrival. Two men died at the scene as desperate efforts to resuscitate them failed. A third died shortly afterwards in hospital. But Tariq Jahan, father of one of the men, has repeatedly called for local youth to restrain themselves from lashing out in revenge and has dismissed talk of racial tension in Birmingham. He says the race of his son's alleged killers is irrelevant.
I'm not even interested in the guy being arrested. All I'm interested in is the akhir for my son, and I beg the viewers, pray for my son. That's all I ask.
Police have reassured the local community that justice will be served and that they will do more to protect Birmingham's streets. But the media will soon move on to fires burning elsewhere, and this community will be left to deal with its loss. Hassan Ghani, Press TV, Birmingham.